Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 23rd day of July. It's hot enough for you today. Is it hot enough for you today?
We've seen hotter.
It's also Vanilla Ice Cream Day, the best. Good morning. Word things you need to know this morning. People in the area near Barnegat Inlet near Island Beach State Park yesterday morning were able to catch the sight of a waterspout descending from the clouds. Storm clouds had begun appearing as the waterspout formed. The National Weather Service says the waterspout may have formed for 2 or 3 minutes. The Garden State, on average, sees a handful of waterspouts every year.
Health officials in Ocean County are urging people to be cautious around their pets as dog bites have soared this year. So far this year, authorities say the number of dog bites reported has exceeded the number reported all of last year in Ocean County. Last year, the total number of dog bites was 783. So far this year, there have been 874 dog bites reported. None have been fatal. But it's not known what's causing the spike in bites.
Your electric bill could be going up even more under the latest auction held by the regional power grid operator for 13 states, including New Jersey. Those would rise another 5% from the auction that was held yesterday. This is on top of the recent 20% increase in New Jersey.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny and warm, high of 82.
Backcountry 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update starts now.
We lost a legend yesterday. Ozzy Osbourne passed away. Carrie Underwood showed off her rock chops with a powerful cover of Ozzy's Mama, I'm Coming Home. The emotional tribute came just after the news of Ozzy's passing yesterday. So it was a really heartfelt performance. It made it even more impactful, I'd say. She stayed true to the original while nailing those signature high notes. It sounded great. If you missed it, we've got Carrie's tribute to Ozzy up for you right now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. Amelia Taylor, she is the girlfriend of I Never Lie singer Zach Top. She says she's been hit with death threats and harassment since their relationship went public. She made a TikTok and she urged fans to be kinder, saying that death threats and suicide wishes are not okay. Jeez, you can't help but feel bad for her. She's been in the spotlight since their CMA red carpet debut last fall. It hasn't been the easiest year for her, that's for sure. Remember to be kind. We've got Zach Top's girlfriend's TikTok call for kindness up right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on
Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. It's Wednesday morning. You know what that means. Should use a little good news today. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share the good things. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. We do this every weekday morning this time. It's brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. Jerry from Galloway has sent us the joke ready to use this morning. Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry, you're a rock star, Jerry. Thank you.
Man returned from Africa very ill. He went to see his doctor. A doctor had immediately rushed him to the hospital to undergo a series of tests. The man woke up after the test in a private room of the hospital, and the phone by the bed was ringing. He answered the phone. Hello? This is your doctor. We've had the results back from your test, and we found you have an extremely nasty virus, very extremely contagious. Oh, my gosh, said the man. What are you going to do, doctor? Doctor says, well, what we're going to do is put you on a diet of pizzas, pancakes, and pita bread. Will that cure me, said the man? Doctor said, no, but it's the only food we can slip under the door. Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we going?
Washington, D.C., where the TSA has issued a statement. The TSA says that an unknown airport, unnamed airport, a traveler attempted to smuggle 2 live turtles through airport security. The incident involved a passenger who removed the turtles from her breast area. The TSA is now warning all that animals should not be concealed in unusual places before trying to pass through security. Good morning. Word you need to know this morning. People in the area near Barnegat Inlet near Island Beach State Park yesterday morning were able to catch the sight of a waterspout descending from the clouds. Storm clouds had begun appearing as the waterspout formed. The National Weather Service says the waterspout may have formed for 2 or 3 minutes. The Garden State, on average, sees a handful of waterspouts every year.
Health officials in Ocean County are urging people to be cautious around their pets as dog bites have soared this year. So far this year, authorities say the number of dog bites reported has exceeded the number reported all of last year in Ocean County. Last year, the total number of dog bites was 783. So far this year, there have been 874 dog bites reported. None have been fatal, but it's not known what's causing the spike in bites.
Your electric bill could be going up even more under the latest auction held by the regional power grid operator for 13 states, including New Jersey. Those would rise another 5% from the auction that was held yesterday. This is on top of the recent 20% increase in New Jersey.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny and warm, high of 82.
Hey, shout out start right now.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday, Ted Elliott of Goshen. Barbara Tomasetti of Brigantine is 67. Anthony D'Amato of Tuckerton celebrates today. It's Veronica Mancuso's birthday. She's from Mays Landing. She's 58. John Green of Egg Harbor Township is 69. Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday to Jacob Swagler of Dennisville. Jacob Swagler is 29. Gail Moss of Summers Point has a birthday. Happy birthday, Gail. Happy birthday to Kyle Carter of Cape May, who's 39. Bridget Carlson of South Dennis is 40 today. Happy birthday, Chrissy Elise of Mays Landing. Kristen Leeds is 39. And Sherry Heffley of Devonshire has a birthday. Happy birthday, Sherry.
Happy birthday.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Bridget Carlson of South Dennis. She's 40. And Jana Dirks Bentley, what was I thinking? It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
Good news, a little good news.
That's right, kids. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to know about your good news. We want to share it on the radio, 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app and tell us about your good news. Aaron from Northfield says, just got my real ID this week. I can now fly somewhere. Where do you guys think I should go?
Ooh. You know where you should go? You should go on vacation. That's right.
I think she wanted a specific place, well, not just...
not a concept.
If you want to fly somewhere, you should go on a plane.
Go on vacation.
Has Spirit started those new flights to Miami? That's where I would go.
Ooh, there you go.
Go there and jump on a cruise ship for 3 days. That's my suggestion, Aaron.
Yeah.
Lauren from Summers Point, only 2 more days till Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
Thanks for the tickets, guys.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sam Hunt's going to be at Hard Rock Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Lauren.
He's so great. You're going to have so much fun.
Good news, Wednesday, 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
That's what Ruth did. Ruth from Eldora, she said, my granddaughter Lily got best in show for her project that she entered in the 4-H fair. So that's awesome. Congratulations.
That means good news, Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's another one from the app. Dave from Villas. This weekend, I finished building my tiki bar in the backyard.
Ooh, that's fun.
He says, I don't need a man cave since I now have a tiki. Morning trivia is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073 or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize for trivia today, 2 tickets to see Little Big Town. They're going to be at the PNC Bank Art Center up in Homedale Friday, August 8th. When you win trivia this morning, you have 2 tickets to see Little Big Town. Here's the question. Almost half of us have one of these in our car.
Uh-huh.
Even though a lot of them don't even work.
Oh, great.
Again, great. Almost half of us have one of these in our car. Even though most of them don't even work.
Great.
What are we carrying in around in our car that Cat Country 107.3 with Joe and Jana? Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. At stake, 2 tickets to see Little Big Town. The band's going to be at the PNC Bank Arts Center up in Homedale Friday, August 8th at 7 p.m. We've got 2 tickets when you win. Here's the question. Almost half of us have one of these in our car right now, even though a lot of them don't even work. You probably have one in your car. I don't.
Do you think I have one?
Yes.
I just detailed my car the other day.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, all right. It might have. That's why I asked. Or mentioned it.
Almost half of us have one of these in our car right now, even though a lot of them don't even work. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it a garage door opener?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Charging cord.
No, that's not it. Thank
See,
you.
See, that's what I would have said.
Yeah, you have been wrong.
I know.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's your answer?
Would the answer be air freshener?
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Sweet.
You have one in your car right now, don't you?
I actually put a new one in yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
What does your car smell like today?
Polar Express, I think it is. Or Polar something.
My favorite. What's your name?
Bill Worrell.
Bill, we got two tickets for you to see Little Big Town. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was air freshener. Was that right? Do you have one in your car?
I do, but it works.
Oh, it works.
Yes,
it
works.
What's the flavor?
Black ice is my favorite.
In case you missed it, we did get a winner in trivia. The answer, one out of two of us have one of these in our car, even though most of them don't even work. The answer was air freshener.
You didn't tell us, though. Do you have? I do. I have one. It's black ice. It's brand new because I just got my car detailed.
I don't understand what kind of flavor black ice is.
It's like, it smells like dude's cologne, kind of, I would say. Like, it smells like Axe a little bit, but like a little bit higher end. That's the best way I can describe it. I don't know.
I can
it's the black
your
little
age
tree.
Exactly with that.
Right. It's the black little tree. I don't know. No, like, I don't know what else to tell you. But do you have one?
I don't. I prefer my car to smell like the combination of the 6 Filet-O-Fish boxes on the back seat. And the popcorn from the Phillies game last month that's not spilled under the front seat and I haven't cleaned up yet. Good morning. Where are three things you need to know this morning? People in the area near Barnegat Inlet near Island Beach State Park yesterday morning were able to catch the sight of a waterspout descending from the clouds. Storm clouds had begun appearing as the waterspout formed. The National Weather Service says the waterspout may have formed for 2 or 3 minutes. Garden State, on average, sees a handful of waterspouts every year.
Health officials in Ocean County are urging people to be cautious around their pets as dog bites have soared this year. So far this year, authorities say the number of dog bites reported has exceeded the number reported all of last year in Ocean County. Last year, the total number of dog bites was 783. So far this year, there have been 874 dog bites reported. None have been fatal, but it's not known what's causing the spike in bites.
Your electric bill could be going up even more under the latest auction held by the regional power grid operator for 13 states, including New Jersey. Those would rise another 5% from the auction that was held yesterday. This is on top of the recent 20% increase in New Jersey.
And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny and warm, high of 82.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, TJ Maxx is great if you like shopping in the closet of a woman who died in 1992.
What? That's not nice.
That's true, though. Number two, they should invent a happiness that lasts.
Mm. Well.
Number three, how much of an allowance did you get as a teenager per week? Me, I was allowed to live there. Yes.
Right.
Number four, this place should be perfect, or would be perfect, if it weren't for all the people.
Yeah.
People suck. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, I'm not anti-social. I'm anti-idiot. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. They did a big poll to find out what men want from women. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, you're going to be out and about on Friday, Jana.
Yes. So we're teaming up with Beatbox to beat the heat this summer. We're actually going to be out at Joe Canals on Fire Road in EHT. It's going down from noon to 2. So we're basically kicking off the weekend with a parking lot party. Kenny Curcio, we just saw him perform at Barefoot. He did such a great job. South Jersey, born and bred. He's going to be there starting off your weekend with some awesome music. We're going to be there sampling beatbox. And
Catch me 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Well, they surveyed, get a load of this, 64,000 women across the country to find out what women want from men, Jana. What's the number one answer? What do you want from us?
Communication. What do you mean, no?
That's not the number one answer. According to the survey, 64,000 women, actually in 180 countries, so around the world. Surveyed women around the world, 64,000 women. The number one thing...
Do your own laundry.
Women want from men is to not be treated like garbage. They want kindness.
Yes.
The number one quality women overwhelmingly want to see in their partner is kindness.
It's crazy that has to be said, but yeah.
Be nice.